全战场，这是
说的呢。Last time you asked the question about the sutta. Sutta means heard, how it is recited. So you have an example. Now, how in short, no? When the Patimokkha recitation is short, so that this recitation, Nidana, the Nidana, after the Parajika, somebody says. Now let's say that the monks recite the Nidana, and after Nidana, Nidanudesa, and after they recite the Parajika, and after they recite the Sangadisesa, and then some tencha comes, okay, elephant comes, let's say. So, and then the reciter has to tell quickly, so, Uditanko ayas mandu Nidanan, Venerable Sirs, the Nidana has been recited. Udita chataro parajikatama. Four parajikatamas are recited. Udita terasa sangadisesa dama. The 13 sangadisesa damas are recited. And then, he is immediately tell, you can't find this information here. Don't look for the books. You can listen only. You can tell others to look.
这本书没有的。他这个是另外的情况，这是意外的情况，所以这本书是没有这些资料的。
所以呢 ，just listen，
听一听就可以了，不用记。
Just an example. That's called Sutta Terasa Sangatisesa Dhamma. That's called. Then you have to immediately Sutta Dvayaniyata Dhamma. And you call that the rest, like Aniyata Dhammas, are recited.So then and then sutta tinsani sagya pachitya dhamma, sutta dvena mutti pachitya dhamma, sutta chattaro padyesaniya dhamma, sutta sekya dhamma, sutta satta adhikarana samadha dhamma. And then etakanda sabhagato sutta agata sutta, so the rest is the same. So then now here, this is how it goes. So then we can explain then about this. We are going to give an example how this. Patimokkha in short can be recited. Last time we were thinking about heard, no? Heard sutta. We have our five, as called udesas, Nidana udesa, and Parajika udesa, and so forth. The Patimokkha, five recitation of the Patimokkha. If you go, let me see, that was Patimokkha. Yeah, we can go page 8, 9. It says five udesas, table 10. Table 10. Okay. It says there are five udesas for the Bhikkhu Patimokkha. Okay.
Okay.
So, and then according to that, if there is danger, the Patimokkha can be interrupted, no? So, for example, if the reciter of the Patimokkha recites the first Nidana, and the Parajika, and then an elephant comes, what to do? The Buddha told, the rest has to be heard, recited as if heard. So, and last time you asked a question, to give an example. Now, I found the example here. I can tell you.
When I translate, do I need to repeat the Pali word or just in Chinese is good enough?
You can tell Pali word, otherwise it is in Pali, no? These tablets are in the Pali.
Okay.
The Odessas, the Odessas.
Okay. 我们昨天讲到他开始诵戒了，诵Odessa 就是诵戒啊。 那他诵的时候呢，帕蒂莫卡他分几个部分，一共有八个部分。那他首先诵的是序分，然后呢就是帕拉吉卡，然后呢就是桑格迪塞萨，每一个每一个都是继续诵下去的。好，那当他诵的时候啊，如果发生了一些危险，那有十个危险，大家记得哈。比如说刚才板队就举个例子了，就是说你在送的时候有一只大象准备冲进来了，就有危险了。那他上次解释过了，这个时候呢会有一个人出来，就是跟那个长老这上座最首座那位啊，就说了啊，有一只大象快要冲过来了。好，那怎么办呢？那就按照如果大家有这个的话，第九页的哈，这个表十，表十那个就是说五种，就是诵戒的方法，诵这个比库的帕蒂莫卡的方法啊。那比如说呢，它一共有五种诵法。首先第一种诵法就是尼达呢乌代索。就是他只送了一个续份的时候啊，那个危险就来了。那个时候呢他就要停了。他就不再送第二到第五的。那他怎么说呢？他就会说了Parajika Udeso, 已经被朗诵过了，已经听过了。所以按照巴利语的话呢就翻译了，就是Sotan,Parajika Udeso, 就是他已经听过这个范围了。然后呢他就会继续一直下去了。下一边的那个呢就是僧团要聚会决议的事。那我们这以前就是翻译成真禅，其实应该翻译成真裁决的意思啊，僧团裁决的意思啊。所以在巴利语呢就是叫做 Sangadise Sa Udesu, Sotam Sangadise Sa Udesu, 啊，但就是这一部分已经听过了啊。
Sutta ko teras Sangadise Sama, now we see, we recite Vindana,He will tell Uditan Koyasmandu Nidana. Udita Chatavra Parajikatam. First, it's called Parajikatam.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if elephant comes in,
mm-hmm.
okay, he will tell now Sutta Ko Terasa Sangha Disesam.
Ko Tera.
Sutta Terasa Sangha Disesam.
Tera.
He does not tell Udita. He did not recite.
Oh.
Only Sutta.
Oh, okay.
Sutta Terasa Sangha Disesam. Sutta Tvyanigatama. Sutta ten sanisagya pachityama. He has to just, the rest he has to tell sutta. Sutta dvenavuti pachityama. Sutta chataru patisinyadama. Sutta sekyadama. Sutta satadikarana samadadama. He has to tell the rest that as if recited. And then they have to stop.
Okay.
That's good.
每一部分都要说一次听过了，就是 sutta. 然后把那个戒的那个总称称出来，比如说不定法阿尼亚达 Sota 阿尼亚达，就是不定法，然后他要继续下去讲下面的那种 Sota Nisagya
Sutta
Nisagya Pachitaya Pachitaya
You see I'll read from here
这个就是会过法
Sutta
You need to read the number also. Sutta, Dwarf, Aniyata, Dhamma. 就是不定法啊，不定法就有两个啊。
The last, Aniyata, Dhamma is, Aniyata.
Yeah, this is the third one. 那第四个呢，就是 Sutta, Tinsa, Nisagya, Pachitaya, Dhamma. 就是尼萨格亚就是舍断Pachitaya 就是悔过所以呢又可以把它翻译成舍断和悔过法，一共有三十条的然后第五呢就是Sotta Dhruanatvati Pachitaya Dhamma 那这个一共有九十二个的就是这个叫悔过法然后他继续要念第六部分的 六部分就是啊 ，sutta chattaro patide saniya dhamma 啊，就是一共有四个的，啊，就是啊第六个的，就是也是翻译成悔过法啊。其实这个翻译不太准确，应该就是说确认的意思啊，这个确认法。然后第七个呢，就是啊 ，sutta sakya dhamma。那在这个部分呢，它就叫 Sakya， 这是众学法，一共有75个微小间啊。那它就会加个 Sutta 下去，就是听过的意思了。然后 Dhamma 就是就是内容的意思啊 ，Dhamma。然后最后一个呢，就是灭真法，一共有7个的啊，所以它叫 Sutta Sata，Sata 就是7个了啊 ，Adhikaravana。Samatha Dhamma 啊，就是灭真法啊，灭真法就是把有争议的东西啊，把它去掉。
OK, this is an example. Today, we're going to explain about Upasatha.
今天我们继续要解释剩下来的关于不杀日的诵戒的程序。
So because we must know how to calculate Upasatha days.
昨天已经讲过了，在诵戒正式诵戒之前，我们有几个部分要做的。以使到诵戒达到实旦的时候的啊，大家记得了哈。第一个就是要计算那个不杀日的数目日期啊，14、15那种。
然后as we told yesterday, there are 3 seasons in one year.
我们昨天讲到一年有3个季节。
So and each season has4 months.
每一个月有四个月啊。
So,
Also, the talk is finished. No Dhamma talk. Finished today. Now, Bandai is teaching you how to calculate the Upasatha day. This is the exam. 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 This is the exam.
Can show you on the whiteboard and also give you a file. Now, but you don't have a device, you can't see. He also has no
device.
He has a device. Some of them only have a device. So then he doesn't have a small device. How do you use?
Yes, device.
For that, let me see.Now we publish the Chinese book about Buddha Vandana.
Buddha Vandana,
Chinese book.
Ah.
Okay.
有没有课中版中文版的课中版？就是刚刚
啊，有电子版。
哎，有电子版 ，yes yes。
啊，对，后面是。
后面有一个算那个不杀日的那个。
嗯，啊，有有有。
啊。找到那个后面最后面算不杀日。
说呢？
你说说。
So then you have to look, if you find that book, but everybody does not have it, no, only if you have it anyway.
Yes. That is it.
Okay, let me see. You go page, Lippmann's. Okay, this is the... Okay, this is just an example, but... okay, you can keep it, you know, front of him. So then, you can explain according to that one. So then, but wait a moment, no, because I have to explain the whole year. This is, explains all about the rain season.
Mm.
It gives more details. So then now... let's see...
这个是一个季节有四个月啊，这个是雨季的计算方法，一共有四个月啊，那他就算了第一个月、第二个月、第三、第四个月啊，那第一个月呢，一共有30天的，所以他把它分在一半啊，头一半就是15天，后一半是15天，那第二个月呢就有29天了，那就分两，也是分成一半，一半就是14天，另外一半就是15天。四天15天，第三个月呢就是15、15，第四个月呢就是14、15，这样子啊，这个雨季的算。
Okay, now this is only about the rainy season. I will explain later, not now. I will explain first in general lines, no? Now regarding now 1 year, as I told you, if you take like that. No?Now 1 year is about 12 months, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, then 1 year is 12 months.
一年有十二个月，分成十二个部分。
Okay. So, and we have 3 seasons. 1 season, 2 season, 3 season.
我们有三个季节啊。每一个季节四个月。
你刚听。
嗯。
We have 3 seasons, okay? See? 1, 2, 3, 4 months. 1, 2, 3, 4 months. 1, 2, 3, 4 months. 12 months. Okay? So then we have around 12 months divided into 3. Each season has 4 months. 4 months.4 months. So now let's see, this is the year starts with winter, okay, January 1st. Chinese years, Chinese New Year is when?
Start with spring.
Spring?
Yeah.
Spring when? April?
January? Chinese calendar.
January is spring?
Yeah. Yeah, normally it's quite cold in January.
They call it spring? And spring means called flowers, bloom?
Yes, yes.
No. Spring is Xiaxue.
No.
1月份的时候北方的比较冷。
春季嘛，一月份。
那个不是啊，春季的四五月。
不是，按照农历啊，他现在讲农历嘛。不是阳历。Along the calendar, the season start with January.
January?
Lunar calendar.
Lunar calendar?
Yes. Okay. Not solar calendar.
Okay, January. Okay, now January, it is usually winter. We call it winter. Okay, Bali is winter. Okay, let's see, winter.
但是在巴黎里面呢，它季节有冬天开始的。我们是春夏秋冬嘛，它是冬天开始的。一月份，因为冬天是冷季嘛。
Okay, it's winter. We have like January, February, March, April. So it is now. April usually spring, but in Pali, you know, it's called. There are subdivisions. Each season has also two seasons, small seasons. We don't get small season, we get full season. I can tell you.
巴黎语里面呢，它的历法是冷季开始，就是冬天开始的。那它就分成四个部分，每一个部分其实都是一个小的季节，就是每一个月都是一个小的季节。但是在计算历法的时候就不算这些小的季节，所以就用月份去代替就可以了。
This is in Bali is called Hemanda. Hemanda in Bali.
Hemanda 就是冷季的意思。
Okay, now.After January, February, March, April, and after summer starts, next season is summer.
第二个季节就是夏天了啊。
This also has 4 months.
也是四个月。
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
四个月。
So then, and April, this is April, May.June, July, August.
是五六七八月了。
So then, and then next is rainy season. When they
Pali word for summer? Hot season?
Gymkhana.
Gymkhana, 啊 ,Gymkhana 就是热季的意思。Gymkhana. 大家要记得。
Gymkhana.
啊 ,Gymkhana. Hemanda 就是冷季了 ,Gymkhana 就是热季。
Gymkhana means hot.
Gimha 就是热的意思。
So, alright, that is now, what's called? May, June, July, August.
五六七八。
After it starts raining.
然后就是雨季开始了。
It's called Vasana. Vasana.
Vasana 就是雨季的意思了。
Again, 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons.
四个月。
September, October, November,And December.
就是九十、十一、十二月了。
Now, I told this in English methods. English method, January, February, and so on. In Pali, slight different. Slight different, man. In Pali, you use solar calendar, excuse me, lunar calendar. Therefore, continue.
刚才长老为了使大家方便理解啊，所以用一般的英语这种表达方式，就是一月、二月、三这种表达方式。但是其实在巴黎语的历法计算方面，他就不会这样子说的。
So, in Bali, the names, but just to give examples, no? In Pali, usually you take new moons. This is January. This is January. Now in Pali you have to take the month January according to the moon, full moon or new moon. So therefore now, if this is January according to the English, okay, the Pali January it is between December and January, half.
Okay.
Because the moon is different. Therefore now the January will fall between this new moon to the new moon. New moon to new moon. December new moon and January new moon. This the first month will be Pusa. It's called Pusa. From here to here is called Pusa.
In the middle is a full moon, right?
Now there are two methods. I will explain them.
Okay.
Because this method is according to the new moons.
Okay. 那长老刚才也解释过啊，那个一月份呢，就是我们用西历的方法去算的话呢，那一月份之前的那个新月，跟一月份之后那个新月之间，就是巴利语的第一个月了，两个新月之间啊，那就巴利语大家记一下，就叫 Pusa， 这是第一个月的意思，两个新月之间啊。那如果用西历去理解的话呢，就是十二月的新月。跟一月新月之间的那个季节，那就叫菩萨。Yes, Pandit.
So now the next month will be, this is according to the method, English method, this February, no? Okay. So the main month will be next new moon, which is the Magga. Magga is the month.
第二个呢，也是呢，一月份的新月跟二月份的新月之间，就是第二个月份了，叫做 Magga。Magga。
Made more clear. Okay? Now it is January, February, but the beginning is Pusa, new moon to new moon. Here, January starts first, no? But Pusa starts 15 days before. And then 15 days from here, then 30 days, 1 month.
那 Pusa 有30天的啊，那第一部分的十五天呢，就是十二月的最尾那段是十五天，然后就第二部分的十五夜呢，就是一月份的开始之后的十五天，啊，连接起来就是第一个月的30天了。
Okay, so then Magga, then the next is March, and then the next.Month will be
Paguna.
Paguna.
Paguna. 啊，第三个就是 Paguna。
Therefore, Paguna it is February, March. Okay, February, March. It's not February, it's not March. But 15 days from here, 15 days from here, then Paga.
Paga 也是有30天的啊。那头15天呢，就在2月份的新月开始算啊。然后另外那15天呢，就是3月份的头15天，就是到新月开始算的啊，就合起来就是30天的。刚才长老没有说 Maga 啊，现在是说第三个月，叫做 Paguna。
So again, 15 days from here, 15 days from here. Okay, we have to count like that. So then, the next month is again here, no?Next month is Chitta. Not you.
Chitta. Chitta. 然后第四个月就叫 Chitta 啊，也是劈开两半啊，15天15天的。
This is March, April.
就是西历的三月的新月，然后到四月的新月之间，两个月新月之间。
So, actually, I will refer for you to go and see now this Buddhavana book in Chinese.
Yes.
You have to go through and read, no?
Mm-hmm.
It's called These Days. If you have time, you can go tomorrow, after tomorrow, read about this. It's called He Knows the Page, no? So then you can go and read. And I will give you just a summary.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are many details.
长老说呢，如果大家要这个第几页，如果大家要认识清楚的话，最好去看看课中文后面那个有关于历法巴利历法的计算，第几页？
306页
啊，附录306。现在长老只会大概说一下怎么算了。就大家记得啊，现在是教大家怎么算那个五宝山的那个日子。
什么课？就是那个
五
宝山的课程，综合评的。中文吧。
应该到处都有吧？西马。
看我都没去过西马那边
的。Okay, now the months are, the other months I will write them down. We understand that the Chitta comes.Okay. It is Vesaka. Vesaka, you might know, no? Yeah, Vesaka ceremonies.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 然后就到五月了，就是我们说的那个 Vesaka 啊。
Vesaka 不是六月吗
？Vesaka 六月吗？
你算了。
第五个月吧，
是第五个，没错，
是第五个。This is April May。
啊，就是四月的新月到五月的新月之间啊，叫维萨卡。
So now that is the month when the Buddha was born.
嗯。
Born the Buddha in Vesaka. He was born. He attained enlightenment, and also he passed Parinibbana.
In the full moon on the full moon day.
Vesaka, full moon of Vesaka.
佛陀在巴利历法里面，佛陀就是在这个月 Vesaka 这个月呢的月圆之日出生，然后正果，然后进入波涅槃。
正果也是这个月。
三天是在一起的。啊， 就是巴利的历法。
五月是玉良日，五月十五号，
叫维萨卡月。五月是西历的概念，在巴利语没有五月，叫维萨卡月。Because in Chinese there are three different days.
Three different days?
Yes.
What do you mean, three different days?
The Buddha was born on the 8th day of April. Enlightened on the December of 8th. 8th of December. And entered into Parabana in some other days, like 11th.
This is Mahayana, Mahayana.
Mahayana, Chinese
Mahayana.
Chinese Mahayana.
Yeah, so he's trying to clarify.
Different dates.
Yeah, different dates.
Not same date.
Not same day. And not on the full moon day.
What day?
He was born on December. December 8th. Enlightened on December 8th. 佛陀证悟是按照北传是12月8号吧？
不知道，这
啊，12月8号 ，December 8th for enlightenment， so no full moon day， and also was born on 4月8号吧？
4月8号
8th of April，
8th of February born。
No full moon also.
Eight, So now this is these are the new moons.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, clear.
The new moons. For between two new moons, it's a full moon.
Yes.
From. Yes,
就是黑色的那个就是新月了，就是很暗的意思啊。白色的那个就是满月了，就是佛陀出生了、证悟了、进入波涅槃同一天的。
So now between on new moon to full moon there are about 15 days. From new moon to for full moon to New moon can be 15 days, can be 14 days.
那新月到满月之间呢，就是一般就是15天的。但是满月到新月的时候呢，有些时候是15天，有些时候是14天。
Alright. So the next month is Jetta. Comes from.
The 下个月就是 Jetta.
So that is June, no?
是第六个月的意思。
So that is now the thing is that in Jetta month it is where after Visakha finishes. So the Jetta month, May June, it is a month when The Buddhist New Year starts.
Jetta 月呢，就是按照佛历来算是新年的开始，就是五月开始新月。他们这里五月庆祝新日，新年了啊。
After the next month is Asana.
下面一个月就是阿萨拉，第七个月。
Point, if we count the Pali months, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 7 months. If we count the English months, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. So the difference is also, the difference is that the Pali months start earlier, 15 days earlier. Okay? You can tell.
现在历法呢，巴利语的历，巴利历法跟西历的历法，那七个月是不对应的啊。巴利的历法的月呢早一点开始，它的第一个月。就是就是菩萨第一个月呢，它是早15天开始的，然后才到西历的新年开始，啊，所以它是先开始的。
That case is, so then that the rainy season starts, as called not according to the English method, it starts about 1 month earlier, as called about 15 days earlier.Earlier and so forth, then, therefore I have to put the rainy season actually here somewhere. It will start this area, the rainy season. Because we start earlier, the Pali month start earlier. So therefore, this is why the Asana
Sava. So, 按照西历的算法，1月到4月，那是冬季。那西历的1月呢？就是冬季的开始，按照西历的算法啊、哦，但是按照巴利语的算法，因为它一月份，它第一个月菩萨是早15天的，所以它的冷季呢就会比西历早15天开始的。啊、哦，刚才长老就是做了一个例子啊、哦，它是雨季，是按照巴利语的算法是早15天开始的。因为它的月份是早15天开始的。
So therefore now, if we are to take the, now, every year we have undertake to rain retreat. Rain retreat, we tell and so forth that we want to spend 3 months in this place, in this Vihara. So, we tell this is when the rain season starts. It's about after the full moon of Asala.This month and so forth. We tell this. Then we have to stay 3 months in one place.
Savana or Asala?
This means after the Asala.
Asala.
Asalpha full moon. It means, it is this full moon, okay?
Uh-huh.
Actually, okay. It's Asalpha full moon.
Mm-hmm.
It is this full moon. Because now, I will show you another method how to, Now, Asalpha it is.
Mm-hmm.
This month, no.
Mm-hmm.
New
yes,
moon. But
yes.
Actually, with full moons, Asarha becomes that one.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, so different methods.
Okay, okay.
So it will be complicated.
Okay, no problem.
For now, the rainy season will start in this full moon.
Mm-hmm.
That means July full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
July full moon, you undertake the rainy season.
Mm-hmm.
Our rainy season starts
mm-hmm.
every year like that.
Mm-hmm.
So almost every year.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell that therefore now the rainy season has actually to start 15 months earlier, according to the Pali method. According to the English method, of course, it will start 1 month
August.
Later.
On September. 那按照西历的算法，第三个季节啊，就是啊，它四个月一个季节嘛。如果按照西历的算法，第三个季节是九月份开始的啊。但是巴利历法的季节啊是早十五天的啊。那它的雨季就是啊，它应该在八月开始的啊。但是呢，我们开始雨季就要早一点了，但一般在七月的月圆日开始的附近。那开始的，那长老等会会技术，讲述怎么去计算啊。
So then, if we want to take the rain season, then we have to stay 3 months in our place.
如果在雨安期期间，我们要一起安住啊，共住啊，三个月时间，不外出的。不过就是，我觉得好像跟他说的不一样，这里写的。
赶快提，不然我们看他。
我提了，他没反应了。我刚才提过。
说的呢？
让他想一想啊，不要紧。
看什么搞的这么表？
他这里写是萨瓦纳，就是开始的时候。
The next month is Potapada.
Potapada. Potapada. And then the next month is called Potapada. Potapada. It's the 8th of the 9th.到九月的新月之间啊，叫波德巴的。
Next is Asayuji. September.
下个月叫阿瑟瑜伽，阿瑟瑜伽，
阿瑟瑜伽，
阿瑟瑜伽，下个月。然后再下个月叫卡迪卡。
Kartika is the last month of the rain season. Last month of the rain season. Okay?
Kartika 就是雨季的最后一个月了。
Because it's 1, 2, 3, 4. This 1, 2, 3, 4 is called months. Savana, Potapada, Asayuja were actually the months of the rain season.
它雨季在 Savana 开始的。Savana啊，然后 Potapada， 然后 Asayuja， 然后 Kartika， 一共四个月啊。
Okay, so this is the method according to the. Let me see. The next month is Magasira. No? The next month is Magasira who falls in the winter. So let me see.
雨季从那个地，从那个地开始啊。
Satan。
是 Satan
雨季最后一个月叫 Kartika。最第一个月叫沙文的， 他是早一个月的，是七月十五号开始雨季，就七月的新月开始算雨季。然后现在啊，十二月那个呢，叫做马克西，
马克西
吧，啊，马克西吧，就是冷季了，它早一个月一个多月开始。就是十一月十五号开始。
嗯，我问那个冷季是不是从 November 到 December？ 冷季第一个月。
冷季的
第一个月。
He's asking what is the cold season's first month of the cold season.
The first month of cold season.
Magasiva?
Sorry, I tried to make it to go to the English mail. Actually, Magasiva, which is the cold season.
Cold season.
Magasiva.
This the first month?
Yes, November, December. It falls like that. Otherwise, it's called year. There are, oh, there are seasons now. If you go to the other chapter.
But this, in this time period,
yes, I will show you.
它这里也没有一张表，就是表示每一个月。
It is.
哦，每个月年初。
Yeah.
哎，对，每一个月。
This is Monday. First Monday is Magasira.
And Magas. 这是 November.
冷季就是 Hemantan.
This season. This is going to season. This is very beginning.
有个人叫 Hemantan.
Very beginning.
你们下面那个有个沙利。
Chapter.
Hemantan Matana.
Calculation of the Buddhist calendar before the.
Hemantan is 冷季的意思。
Yeah.
冷季之宝。
Yes.
Hemantan
Matana.
This one.
它
是四月的月圆，就是
如果
按照阳历的话。
我说它阳历的话是
OK，过来。
有三十一号的，农历三十号，三十。
啊，对的，它不是的，它是大月，它会算的。哦，非常好。三个。
第几月是这是？
296页啊，有一张表，就是。列明的，很进去的。
This one, I will show you.
是什么？所以在告诉上，巴黎的这个月，相对于他们熟悉的地方是在什么位置？
你说，
耶，它不是。
Can see this one. Year this.
一号。
Hey, Monday. According to the seasons.
啊。
Magasiri is number one.
啊。
Two, sorry.
啊。
Magasiri, okay. This one.
Okay.啊，比较好的表是287页的那张表，大家也可以记一下。啊，它每一个月几月几号到，它就都会算的。所以冷季的就按 Magasiva， Magasiva， Magasiva
就算。I try to put January. Now, English January is number one.So that's why I try to move. But usually, if you make according to the Pali, it is different. As called, you have to put Magasira here.
Magasira.
Okay.
刚才长老讲的那个季节的开始，
yes, yes.
其实是十一月十五号开始，按照西历去算，然后是七月十五号开始，啊，然后那边是十二月十五号开始算的。早一个月啊，十一月十五号开始，早一个半月开始算。
早一个其实也不是十五号，是他的那个
新月。
新月
日大概就是新月日比较好一点，不是十五号，新月日，新月日。
Okay, here it is where it starts. Magasira Pusa Maga Pagana, and then the winter stops here. According to the Bhagavan, okay.
三月十五号，三月的新
月，
三月的新月。
What's called New Moon of December？
三月的新月。
上
月。三月的新月。对。
Moon of December starts. So then it goes like that. Then Pagone is the last year. Middle of March, winter finishes.
冷季就在三月的新月 之前就完了。
So and then the summer starts actually after March, April, May, June, summer, and then after June in this rainy season it goes like that.
Mm-hmm.
So because I tried to give you an example about the it's called January, no? In English, January is number one, February second, is what? So but to see the difference for you that you can't give according to the English system.
Mm-hmm.
This is English system is according to solar system.
Mm-hmm.
Solar.
嗯，长老说这个上面的西历是按照阳历去算的，就是我们平啊，我们经常说阳历嘛啊，那阴历呢就是按照月亮去算的，但是巴利历法是按照月亮去算的啊，所以长老说呢，他把西历跟巴利历、巴利语的历呢列起来，让大家有一个比较清晰的概念啊印象。
所以呢。Okay, now this method is according to the new moon, new moon, new moon, new moon, new moon. Okay, there is another method also which is according to the full moon.
嗯，这个是新月的历法啊。然后长老说有另外一个历法，就是按照满月的历法去算。
So then, now Vina method, we use the full moon method.We count from full moon to full moon. And the seasons also count from full moon to full moon. Alright? Therefore now, yeah, yes, let me see. I have to change the view.
那这个按照新月的历法呢，就算那个季节。另外一个历法的用法就是算那个满月的，啊，就另外一个用途。两种算法都是阴历的算法，
但是它阳历的季节会跟阴历的季节会交叉，
会是两套的概念，它为了让我们看到那个位置，所以这样子想。但是
有季跟农历的那个季节的时候它会交叉的，
对，
它前一年跟后一年会交叉的，
对，它是因为它是大概阳历的十一月的新月就开始新年了嘛，新的一年算法，所以就是冷季，他们的冷季就是开始算了。对，他的新年在 Vesak， 就是热季的第一个月。
它是阳历的
啊，
阳历。
对对对，大概是阳历的五月的四月的。新月，
对，它累积到这么长时间以后，有两三个月的前效。
对对，它会收的，
润月
，它会收，这很复杂的。
So now according to
yes. He was asked clarify what you had just said, so I translate.
So then now we have seen that according to the new moon method.See, Magasirana, it is from new moon to new moon. But according to the, December? November, no?
November. New moon, no.
Okay. November. Magasirana falls November, December full moon. Okay. Therefore,
冷季的第一个月叫做 Magasira， 就是十一月的新月日开始算啊。Magasira。
Okay. We have seen that Magasira is November, December, new moon. But according to this method, the full moon. Okay. So Magasira falls here.Magasira falls on the it's called full moon. That means October, November full moon. No,
October full moon to November.
November, December, no? November. This is November. December.
是菩萨，就是忍寂的第二个人，不是第一个人。但是按照西历的概念，菩萨就变成第一个人，因为他是十二月的新历开始，新月开始。
Change the months, the English months don't match. That's the problem. December should be one month. Why is that book telling you wrong now? Maybe we have to make another chart. This is now going to put a new moon. I can't combine both together.
Yeah.
Difficult. I have to make it different charts. Difficult to combine both together now. So I put the lines now. I go to the new moon system. Now I delete everything and put the new moon system.
Space there.
Huh? Put that up.
Yeah.
Go higher.
OK. 张老说他一幅图很难表现两个概念，所以现在另外画一幅，就比较清晰一点。
I put up the ink goes down. So then we have only thin lines.
Yes.
So that
is all. 越写越浅啊，因为它要举起来，那个墨水。
Let's try it. I put like that. So then,
一年有多少个月圆日？一年有多少个月圆日？十二个。啊，
这不是十二个。
不是一年，如果对应阳历的话，
是对不了的，
对不了。
它相差两三个月呢。
啊，就
是相差不是一个月，相差两三个月。
两三个月。
对，因为前一年的月圆日跟这一年的月圆日都不一样，是二零一五年。
一年大部分是一个月日月月吧。两三个月。
对，两三个月。
就是两三个月圆日。
四五个
月圆日。
对对对。
四五个。
不是。
就有些时候是四个，有些时候是五个。不是，应该不是，
是
的，是的，
福利在东南亚国家都是一样的，
对，
福利嘛，
可以问，
就是中国的也是跟现在的算法也是一样，中国的傣族那边是一样的，但我看
傣族
他们的就是讲不平
问你，突然找到有点干扰，你们
傣族的那个福利都一样，
他在想东西，不要干扰他，让他想好再说。打断他的思路。
傣族的跟泰国的是一样的，应该是泰国一样的。
对对。
把这些书给我考一个，考
我插不了油管，
不是现在，慢慢
放
啊，谢谢啊。那个疑惑度多啊，那些，这个考试的笔记，好，谢谢。
你今天
是什
么？
他这本书用的名相啊，就是黑月，新月的意思就是黑月。他不是用新月的，他是用月黑日。
不是，中国都是月黑日啊。
月黑日啊，嗯。
所以说，我想问清楚，如果他的算法是跟中国一样的，我就看中国的算法就很清楚一点。
好像不一样啊。
不一样，我看。
好像不一样。
中国数据相差几千的，好像算不一样的，对吧？
等会儿有兴趣可以问问，给我弟弟帮你。他现在是算布萨日啊，
是布萨日，
他现在正在算布萨日。
佛力就是一个点，中央要加用的都是一个点。
是是是，佛力可能是另外一回事，但是他现在算的是布萨日。
用佛力算布萨日，跟他现实的这个布萨日不一样，就这个意思。
那这个月圆日啊，它叫白月，这本书里面，白月它有一半是黑月算的不杀日，一半是白月算的不杀日，它现在正在讲的是用白月算的不杀日。
OK, now
月黑月圆。
We take, for example, here, January, February. We start again according to the English calendar. Okay? First is January. So now we have seen that, again, January, February, you know, we have seen that the month Magha, according to the new moon method, it falls
15 days later.
For January, February. Yeah. Again, here according to the new full moon method, again for January, new moon, January, new moon, February. But according to this method, called full moon January and full moon February.
啊，长老向大家介绍这个白月的计算方法啊。那白月的计算方法跟黑月的计算方法很明显的，就是白月是按照月圆日算的，所以它就顺序延后15天开始啊，不是15天啊，顺序延后啊，所以是一月的月圆日，一月的白月啊开始算。那如果按照黑月算法呢？大家可以看到下面那边了，同一个啊，就是一月的黑月。
New moon, you see, Magha it is new moon, January, new moon, February. But here it is full moon, January, full moon, February, the same month. That's called. Therefore, now this is a method from full moon to full moon. Each month has a new moon and full moon. Okay? It depends what you want to choose. You want to choose a new moon and calculate, or you want to choose full moon and calculate. You can explain.
第一个方法就是月黑日啊，就是一月的新月开始算，就是下面这个方法啊，一月的黑月开始算啊，就是新月啊。第二个方法呢，就是圆日，就是月圆日开始算，在界里面叫白月法啊，那就是一月的白月开始算，大家相差差不多15天、14天这样子。
Okay, if we calculate like that, therefore, we have problem. It's March, April. Chitta comes here.And then we have to take this one, which is Vesak, okay? And then falls here. But this Vesaka falls. April, May.
两个算法拼上的，等会你就知道了。两个都要算的。
觉得了。
大家不要把那个 Magga 跟后面那个 Magasira 混乱了啊！
哦，不是一个，
两个的 Magasira 就是啊、冷寂的第一个月，
哦哦哦，
啊 Magga 呢就是冷寂的第三个月，
哦，
啊不要搞乱了啊！
哦，
所以呢，它是一月才开始的，
哦，
冷寂是十一月开始，十一月的月黑开始的。
Okay, now things look a little bit different. Now, Vesakha, we are told that it is when the Vesakha full moon. This is the full moon of Vesakha, okay? The same full moon as it is here, but that is why actually it is April-May full moon. We take it again April.May, that is May full moon, it is when the Buddha was born, and then when he was attained Buddhahood, and when he attained Parinibbana. It is May full moon. So we have it here also, May full moon. It is, but it is like not very clear, no case. It is this full moon, May. So then when the Buddha had attained Buddha.Therefore, we start from here. Now, the Buddhist year finishes here. And from the following day, it starts the new year, Buddhist New Year.
From the full moon day of May.
The full moon day of May, the Buddhist year finishes, and on the next day starts the new year.
New Year.
Okay, Jeta. Means May, June. That's what.
那按照佛历算的话，每一年的最后一天呢，就是五月的月圆日，啊，然后五月的月圆日后一天呢，就是下一年的开始。
This is the mark for next Buddhist year. Okay, finishes here, and next day, New Year starts.
就是五月的月圆日之后一天，就是新的一年开始了。他们呢，这里的新年。
So then, we count for now from day one to calculate, not from January.
所以呢，是啊。五月那个月圆日之后一天就是新年的第一天，就是 Jeta 月的第一天啊。按照白月法去算的话
，Okay, now that is where also the next is my son. Now we got the seasons. That is also here. Regarding the seasons, March, April. The summer starts on March full moon. Okay? March full moon is when the summer starts.
这个夏天呢，就是热季，就是这七塔月开始了，所以呢，它在三月的月八月开始算的。
So and then we have one month, two months, three months, four months.
一共有四个月啊，一直到七月的八月。
Okay, here the summer season ends. Okay, then we have full moon to full moon 1, full moon 1, 2, 3, 4 months. And here July full moon, summer finishes.
在七月的白月，那个日季就完了，啊，然后下一天呢就是雨季开始了。日剧大家记得啊，金哈呢，金哈呢，金哈呢，金哈呢，要记一记。
So then from July full moon, which is Asarva, okay, the Buddha allowed on the next day for monks to go and observe the rainy season retreat.
啊，然后呢，在阿萨那月的最第二天，就是完结之后第二天。那就开始那个雨季的开始，就是我们的雨季，我们接下来开始雨安季开始。
So therefore now the most common way it is usually July full moon, it is almost standard practice for monks to enter the rainy season retreat.
Not the next day, or the
following day.
The following day of full moon.
It is as called, and then from the following day on, it becomes standard for monks to enter the rain season state.
So the full moon day is to enter, and the next day is to start.
Full moon, it is the last day of the summer.
Yes, yes.
On the following day, monks have to enter.
Oh, okay. 好，那在月圆日啊，因为它是上一个月的最后一天。哦。好。所以呢，雨安期呢，应该在月圆日之后一天开始算了。哦，它不是一个开始，它是最后一天。那第二个月的第一天就在月圆日后一天开始算的。它不是月圆日开始第一天，月圆日是上一个月的最后一天。啊，他在刚才画的时候可能有一点，以为是第一天。
Months, the name of the months is for the rainy season were 4 months. Full moon to full moon 1, full moon to full moon 2, full moon to full moon 3, full moon to full moon 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And these are the names Savana, Potapada, Asayuja, and Kali.
然后雨季第一个月就是叫 Savana, 第二个月叫做 Potapada, 第三个月叫做 Asayuja.最后一个月呢叫做Katika。
So, there are two rainy seasons. One is the Purima, which is called early rainy season, and one is the Pachima, which is the later rainy season.、Okay.
有两种雨安就是算那个雨季的方法，一个是早一个方法，早一点的。一个是迟一点的方法，两套了现在。
So, if we come from here, that is what. Now, this is number one, number two, number three, number four. Alright? For 4 months. But the Buddha told the monks to observe only 3 months. Rain retreat. 3 months only. Therefore, you can tell.
那在雨季的话呢，就有4个月，但是雨安期呢，就是3个月，啊，那所以呢，我们就要算了，第一、二、三到第三个月开始，大概就要停了啊，就算了。所以呢，7月开始了啊，然后就8月就。
October. The monks who enter the first month, second month, 3 months, okay, and stop on October full moon, as called, they are told they have observed the earlier rain season, earlier. But the monks who start from number 2, 3, 4, they enter the later rain season.
有两套的计算缘起的方法，第一套就是我们刚才说的，七月月圆日之后一天开始算，第一天啊，就是我们农历的16了，开始算啊，然后算3个月，所以呢，到十月的月圆日当天呢就完结了，就是我们这里算法，就是叫做早算法。另外一个叫迟算法的话，就是八月的月圆日之后一天开始算的，就迟一个月开始算。
So therefore, the Buddha allowed monks for some reason, some obstacle, they can't observe number one, first month. They can go and observe second month. Maybe because of they have to travel, they are sick, some reason. They can postpone it.And observe second month. And they have to start from second one, means 1, 2, 3 months they have to observe.
啊，佛陀就允许哈，这个比库啊，他因为自己的原因啊，个人的原因啊，比如说，在可能在旅途当中啊，可能遇到各种困难，那他们可以选择第二种迟算法的这缘起的方法，啊，就是。有八月的月圆日之后一天开始算，啊，但是呢，它要顺年了，到十一月的月圆日就完结了。早算法的完结时间就是十月的月圆日，迟算法就是十一月的月圆日。它这是历法上应该是阴阳历结合的，所以它一定是十月的月圆日。
说。If a monk do not observe either the earlier rainy season or the later rainy season, they fall into offense.
They have to choose one of them.
Yes, but they have to choose one of them. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if they don't observe, they fall into offenses. Mm-hmm. They get offense.
那如果比库他在缘起他没有选的话呢，就没有选定其中一个的话呢，那就他就犯了啊，违犯了。
So,
就是犯戒。
Exceptions are, so if it's called even during the rainy season, one observes the rainy season, and maybe after 2, 3 days, it's called maybe a big rain comes, floods everywhere, flooding.So one can't stay in that place. Then the Buddha allowed monks to break the rainy season and go.
那圆起期间一定要留在一个地方，不可以出去的啊，除了突然情况啊。那但是长老解释呢，如果有一些意外的情况发生，比如说有大水啊，或者是有其他的危险，那佛陀自己自那个戒律呢，就是容许。比库离开那个危险的地方，然后把这个圆期结束。
说
决定哪一个圆期是僧团决定还是个人决定？
And they you mentioned that the monks they should choose one of the methods for vasana. So who decided? Is the person design or the sangha design?
The person, the monk.
The monk can decide which way to go.But what about there's a discrepancy between the monk and the sangha? Maybe the sangha choose early.
No problem, because it is, there are two options. You can choose first option, second option. There is no rule to tell you don't choose this option. We have to, but you fall into offense if you don't choose either option.
Either options.
Either first or second option you don't choose, then offense. We have to choose one of these options. No problem. Number one option is earlier in the season. Or number two is I call later is you can decide, no problem. You don't need to ask permission.
His question is like if I choose to end vasa here in this monastery, and we start the like for example like early. Can I choose myself for a later one?
Yeah, you can.
I can do that.
So now is also in the vasa. Therefore, I choose the later vasa. Am I right?
Now?
Yeah. Later vasa is.
No. You can't choose now. This you have to choose from July.
Yes.
July school
yes.
Full moon.
Yes, but the later vasa is not end now.
Yes, not end, not yet end. Because later it is October, November now.
Yes, now in November.
November, full moon finishes.
Yes. But today is the November 3.
Yes, today is what? Maybe 15 days more. Maybe next full moon finishes the later.
Okay.
But now this decision, you can't make it today. You have to make it.
Yes.
It's called from July
yes,
full moon.
Okay.
One going to choose to start number one, number three, or number two, three, four. We have to choose from this day. So then, if for some obstacle, there is some obstacle because we have to parents fall sick. You have to go to China and come back. So you can tell the teacher, my parents sick, I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher said, okay, go and come.
Okay.
So if you come on, then you have to, August full moon, you have to observe.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start from August full moon and observe the 3 months.
Yeah. Okay.
So it is usually most of the monks, 95%. Or maybe 95% choose first rainy season. First rainy season. Very rare you can find monks, one, two, three monks maybe, they choose second rainy season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay?
Okay.
95% first.
Maybe someone also in this temple, also in Vasana. Therefore, he chose the second later Vasana.
Yeah, maybe one monk, two monks. Maybe.
Yes, yes.
Not me.
Okay.
So, I will tell you the reason.
Great. 长老说就是一般比如说这个僧团我们这里啊是选早一个版本的，但是如果你个人有一些需要这段时间要离开的话，那你必须要在七月的月圆日最迟那天要决议我要选择八月才开始，八月月圆日的后一天才开始，那你要跟那个长老报告申请的然后你就可以选。那长老说呢，95%的比库啊都会选早一点的，但是也有一些少数人会选迟一点的。那他现在说可能的原因是什么
？So I will tell the reason why most of the monks choose number first race.
Okay.
Because if you finish number one, number two, number three month, then you can take Katina privilege. Many chivalries, many robes. So, if you choose number two, number three, number four, zero.
Zero.
Zero chivalries. No privilege. So many monks, they try to get it number one, number two, number two, three.
但长老说啊，如果你选早一点过的话呢，那最后一天呢就是卡丁纳day了就是卡丁纳日了，那你就可以接受很多供养了，换新衣服啊等等啊。那如果你选迟一点了，那你就不可以在中间途间接受那些卡丁纳一的那你就没有那个礼物了。所以大部分会选早一点。
跟着僧团走就可以了。
哎，对，你在的 follow the sangha。Is that correct way?
Follow the Sangha.
Follow the Sangha. The earlier version
yeah,
is good.
The earlier the best. So then you can participate in Katina ceremony. then there are five privileges on Layat. So then, and for 5 months, freedom, a lot of freedom. Now you don't, some rules you don't need to observe. Mm-hmm. About robes, about how to be absent from mm-hmm. robe, mm-hmm. like that. You don't need to take permission to, if you want to travel. So 5 months, you are like a free bird.
长老解释为什么卡蒂乃伊这么重要，他说因为在你当你接受卡蒂乃伊以后啊，有5个月的时间有很多限制是没有的，所以就好像很自由了。比如说你要多一点衣服啊，你可能要旅游嘛，游完去之后啊，那你不需要特意向大的向戒师啊要请求允许，你自己就可以很自由了那5个月。所以是对比库来说是很重要的这一天啊。
好像居三一好像也是
可以不吃三一，
可以不吃三一，也不需要特许允许。
对，
所以大部分人就是选早一点的。
就是雨季下来就是凉快了
啊。
Now the rainy season stops here. So then the next is winter. And then this comes. Then I will show you how many months you will get Katina privileges. 5 months, then to continue.
长老就开始跟大家算了哈，就是卡蒂乃伊的那一天开始算5个月哈。那怎么算的话，现在可以跟大家解释一下。
Magasira. Okay, now we have it, Pusa,
no? The next
is Pusa.
Pusa, yeah.
Magasira.
And then Maka.
Now here, monks who have observed the rainy season, number 1, 2, 3 months. Okay? So from the 4th month, from this October full moon onwards, they take 5 months Katina privileges, number and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up to March full moon, they take this Katina privileges. That is actually the winter time.
那长老就解释了，在十月的月圆日啊，就是元阳期结束了。然后就是卡蒂乃伊的日啊，就你就接受供养了。然后之后的5个月啊，一直到顺遂数下去，那到3月的月圆日啊，那你就可以享受卡蒂乃伊的特权。这个也是整个冷季的概括雨季的最后一个月到冷季的另外4个月啊。
This is because it's cold season, so monks can take more robes to cover blankets. So then, and no limit, towels, bed sheets, no limit. They can take as much as they like.
长老解释啊，这五个月非常重要，因为在冷季非常冷啊，所以呢，如果你拥有这个Katrina 一的这个特权的话，你可以喜欢穿多少件上去都没关系的。
Katrina 一的举行时间是规定具体的，还是有算法，还是随便圣诞决定的？
But they want to ask how to determine the Katrina day, the ceremony offering.Date. How is there a method to decide by a Sangha or?
Yes, the Sangha is to decide because whenever it is convenient for people to come, it is we have to see also when the people are ready because the lay people have to offer the katina ropes. Or can't decide, for example, maybe Saturday, Sunday is good day because people are free now. They have vacation day. Sunday.Good day. Monday, Tuesday, people come, difficult because walking.
Weekend.
Weekend, good day.
Okay.
It depends. Every monastery is different. You don't know. Because now, sometimes monks, they want to travel. Sunday, they want to travel. They want to go to another place. And they tell the tigers, we bring Monday.You bring maybe Friday. So then the daigas tell, okay, they take one day free to come to the monastery. So this has to be decided between the monks and the daigas, the donors. It's no rule, no fixed rule.
Maybe we will choose the holiday in Sri Lanka.
Holiday,
yes,
exactly. Holiday, so more people can come.More cheaper as they can offer. So we have to choose a day. It is to decide between monks and lay people.
长老说，这卡蒂娜一的日期啊，因为涉及出家人的供养，所以要那个僧团跟出家人一起商量啊。一般都是选择方便出家人的在家人的一种日期，比如说星期六啊、星期天啊这样子。So one day, how many Katrina ceremony can a monk to attend?
He can attend one Katrina ceremony and take Katrina privileges on his own monastery. But he can participate in other ceremonies and other monasteries, but from there he can't get any Katrina privilege. He can't, as called, there is no limit participating in Katrina ceremonies. One full month.Full month is called, that means from October full moon to November full moon, is called Chivaramasa. Chivaramasa is a month for Chivar, offering of Chivar. He can participate 30 Katrina ceremonies. But he can get Katrina privileges only from his own monastery.
Oh, the monastery he stayed with, the Masana.
Yeah, he has spent his residences only from that monastery, he can get privileges.
Oh, okay.
Not from other monasteries.
So he had to give away the chiffon from Adam Katrina day?
He had to give away?
So if he go to another monastery for Katrina day, and he receives some offering, so what should he do?
So that offering, he can accept robes, but...He has no Katrina privilege. If he has no Katrina privileges, he can't keep these robes for a long time. Because all these robes become nisagya, to be forfeited. 10 days, he can keep no more than that.
Okay?
According to the nisagya pachitya rule number 2. So, you can't keep more extra robes more than 10 days. But if you have Katrina privileges, 5 months you can.
长老刚才解释说哈，如果比库在度过于安琪的寺院参加那个卡蒂娜一那个仪式的时候所接受到的礼物啊，才可以享受那个特权，五个月的特权。如果这位比库到另外一个寺院去参加那个寺院的卡蒂娜一的话呢，他所受到的所有的，比如说袈裟，就不享受 这个格丁乃义的特权，那就要按众学法的要求，是最多保留十天，那他就要正式处理，就不可以享受特权的。
我就必须在本寺院。
哎，在本寺院，他可以享接受的那些袈裟，就可以享受五个月的格丁乃义特权，其他的都不可以享受。
Therefore, you must learn to calculate very well. Otherwise, you will miss your Kachina privilege. When to take the rainy season? If you miscalculate, then you might lose Kachina privilege.
张老师啊，
这个
卡丁乃义太重要了哈。那五个月的时候，因为是冷季嘛哈，所以呢，你一定要很小心知道那个月圆日是怎么算出来的，就是盂兰期开始的那一天是怎么算出来。如果算错的话呢，那就后果非常严重了。那个冷季。
Okay, so and then this is the whole year now, no? We have learned.How the whole year divided according to the full moon calculation. That is summer, rainy season, winter, and again, after full moon, March, again summer starts. Okay, here. March full moon. Okay, this is how the rainy season divided.
如果按照季节去分的话呢，那这个三月份呢，就是最后一个月了，就是冷季的最后一个月啊。然后下一个月就是 Chitta 这一天呢，就是热季的第一个月日啊。那这段时间就是我们要知道一年的时间，就是按照季节去算的话。
So now we'll come back now to Uposatha because we started now.With intention, how to calculate Uposathas. Once we know about new moons, full moons, and how months and so forth, then we must, as called, be able to calculate the Uposatha days.
Okay. 长老解释了，我们其实最重要的动机就是算那个不杀日怎么算啊。那长老再提醒大家啊，下面这个叫月黑日，就是新日的算法，上面那个呢叫做白月日的算法啊，那就是月圆日的算法。
So now the Buddha allowed to make the Uposatha ceremony either on new moon or full moon。
这个不杀日啊，这算法要算。两种算法的，一种是算黑月，一种算白月的。
Therefore, two times in a month.
所以呢，一个月里面有一天是黑月，一天是白月的。好。
So and then we must know now if we, for example, are in let's see here this in this full moon, we must know which month.The month also which this full moon falls. For this Magha full moon, or this is a previous full moon in the events. Paguna, no? It falls on this full moon from this month, or it falls from the other month. From this month. You must know this report. For example,We want to observe Uposatha on this day, February full moon. We must know now, this falls on the, this is the month, full moon of Magha month. Full moon of Magha month. And then is, what is the season? This is winter. Okay? Winter season. So therefore now, this is the Uposatha. If you want to make Patimokkha recitation in February,Okay, we come together, and this full moon of February. But we have to see the Pali, it's Magha month. And Magha month falls on the winter season. Therefore, we know the winter season, it is the full moon of Magha, okay? And then, we must know which Uposatha this is, the number of Uposatha.
那现在解释这个五菩萨的，它有两种算法，记得一种是黑月，一种是白月的算法。 现在解释白月的算法。那在冷季里面啊，第一就是按照阳历的一月呢，就是 Maga 啊，但是按照冷季呢，第三个月就是啊 Maga， 这不同算法了。Maga 在冷季呢就是第三个月，但是按照阳历来算，它是一月开始的。啊，那第一个月呢，它算的就是我们也一定要小心了，它是一月的月圆日开始，月圆日开始哈。跟二月的月圆月之间就是 Mag 啊，那现在我们就算二月的布萨日怎么算呢啊？那要分清楚。
Okay, now I will come from this side now because it's same, no? I don't need to put a new. Here Mag again, no? We're here. Same thing. I will come from this side now.
嗯，长老就在这里示范怎么算。
So now we want to make Upasata on this day.Full moon of Maga. Okay? So now we have to calculate what is the number of this Uposatha. As called, in one season, as I told you, we have eight Uposathas. Eight Uposathas. Therefore now, these Uposathas are calculated winter. This is the winter season. And this is not calculated. We start from here, number one.Number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8. Here, winter finishes. Okay, now, February is which opposite? This is the winter season, and which opposite is this? We have to calculate from here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is the 6th opposite. Therefore, we have to mention, this is the winter season,this season has eight Uposathas, and this Uposatha is the sixth Uposatha.
Yes.
Okay. From here on, okay, explain.
Yes, Pandey. 现在在冷季了，冷季的第一个月叫 Magasura 啊，那 Magasura 的月圆日就不算了啊，它是月黑开始算的。那在整个冷季里面呢，一共有八个，每一个季节有八个布萨日。啊，所以呢，大家可以数到了哈，十一月的月圆之后的那个月黑月开始算啊，黑月、白月、黑月、白月、黑月、白月、黑月、白月，一共有八个啊，在整个冷季里面。
OK，
那sorry，I miss one。那在二月的月圆日啊，你就数了，这是属于第六个啊，你在十一月的月黑日开始数嘛，你数到二月的月圆白月的时候，一共是第六个了啊，
对，
第六个布萨日。
6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6 8. Alright. So now, this is the 6 of those. And we have to find out how many Upasatas already passed. How many Upasatas passed? How many Upasatas remain in this rainy season? We have to calculate now. This is today. Let's see. Today Upasatas. We have to come back. How many Upasatas passed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Upasatas passed. Yes. How many remain? 1, 2 remain.
在在正式送帕蒂木卡之前，我们要宣告嘛，有多少个菩萨日已经过了，有多少个菩萨日还剩下来啊？那现在我们呢，假设是二月的月圆啊，那就第六个，那就按照这个方法就可以算出来。
So, one more thing is now, it's called.We must know that the third Upasata, number three, Okay. And number 7. Okay. This is number 7. These two upasadas fall on the 14th day. Therefore, from number 2 to number 3, there are only 14 days. Okay? And again, from number 6 to number 7, again 14 days. Alright? Therefore, now, this upasana is called Chatudasi. Number 3 is Chatudasi. This is 7 is Chatudasi. The rest of the upasana is Panarasi, 15 days.
算那个布萨日的时候啊，我们要记到第三个布萨日，第三个布萨日跟第二个布萨日之间呢是相差14天啊，那这个就叫14日布萨日啊，然后第七个跟第六个之间也是14天的啊，这布萨日有两种嘛，第一种就是15，第二种呢就是14天的。
So, the reason is because the moon, let me see here the earth, okay, it is the moon. Here it is. So then here it is somehow, let's see the moon.So the moon rotates this side, no? Goes around the earth. Okay? So you can explain?
Yeah. 现在长老解释为什么会有14跟15的布萨日的分别。那现在在那个左上角那个图上面，中间是地球，上面是月亮，那月亮环绕地球的。
So then,When it goes around the moon, the earth, it needs 29 days to go. 29 days. Okay? Yeah. Going, 29 days.
环绕一圈就是29天。
Therefore now, up to this point, you see, if we divide from here to here, 15 days. And then from here to here,14 days. 15 and 14, they are 29 days.
那这个月有29天的话呢，那它到一半呢，那个位置是15天，然后再到另外一半就是14天。
So, but, how it's called, if it makes many rotations, the third rotation, it falls on the 14th day. And the seventh rotation again falls on the 14th day.The other rotations fall on the 15th.
那他在第三个月、第二个月到第三个月就是白月到黑月之间呢，他一共要14天的，其他都是15天的，啊，就跟第七个月一样啊。
Therefore, sometimes it goes 30 days, one rotation, sometimes 30 days, sometimes 29 days.
但有些时候是30天，有些时候是29天环绕一圈的。
This is why we have to find natural order. This is natural order. If we count then, the moon according to natural order, then on the 13th new moon, 1, 2, 3, this upasada falls on the 14th day. And it's called Chatudasi, it's called.This is on the again 7 on the Chatudasi.
那在二月的白月跟三月的黑月之间呢，只需要14天。好，那这个14天叫做 Chatudasi。Chatu 就是四的意思 ，dasa 就是十的意思。好，然后呢，其他的到月黑到月白，就是那个半圈那里啊，都是15天了。好，那个叫做Panarasa。Panarasa, 15天的月历史。
So, the same principle applies to the other seasons. Rainy season is the same. Now here, you see, if we delete this, Okay. Here rainy season also has 8 persons. Here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. This number 8. So again, I'll get it.
然后呢在雨季那第一个月就是 Savana 那最后一个月就是 Kadika 那在四个月里面呢刚才长老已经画了也是有八个菩萨日
So now again here number 3 and number 7 Chaturdashi the rest are Padarasa 50 days
那长老也解释到一样的第三个菩萨日就是黑月之前呢只需要14天所以第三个菩萨日又叫做 Chaturdasa 然后第七个菩萨日也是黑月的之前也需要14天就够了所以这个菩萨日也叫做Chaturdasa 那其他的就是 Panorasa 就是15天的菩萨日
Now we'll go to summer. In summer also, it starts from here to here. It is March full moon till July full moon. Again we have 8 bodhisattvas. Starting from here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
那然后下一个季节就是日季日季呢它是三月开始的那长老已经写好了三月的月人日第一个菩萨日然后顺序数下去八个就是整个日记的菩萨日
So again number 3 was the number 7 they are Chaturdasi the rest are Panarasa
那也是一样的第三个也叫跟第七个也叫 Chaturdasa 14天的意思然后另外其他的菩萨日就是15天菩萨日叫 Panarasa
Now suppose we want to make Uposatha on the May full moon, Vesak Uposatha. If we are going to make Vesak Uposatha, we all to come together, recite. So we have to check. Now how many Uposathas passed? This is summer. The summer season is summer. How many Uposathas passed? How many Uposathas remain in this season?
那比如说我们现在要到五月的白月就是第四的那写的那要做菩萨日了那我们在宣告的时候要说有多少个菩萨日已经过了有多少个菩萨日还没有过我们要数的然后就宣告
We have to count This is number 4 菩萨日 We have to count 1, 2, 3 菩萨日 has passed 1, 2, 3, 4 Uposathas remain.
那现在因为是五月的白月所以呢我们数的话呢是第四个菩萨日今天那代表什么呢前面已经过了三个菩萨日一二三然后呢后面呢还有四个菩萨日还没有过那是要宣告的。
So therefore, this is the method we use in the Vinaya.From full moon to full moon to full moon, full moon, full moon.
那这个就是在
the months are going to the full moon.
在戒律里面呢，我们算月的时候呢，就是月白月开始算了。
Okay, now you have to go through this book, chanting book, Chinese chanting book, and read this appendix number 3, and there are explanations there.Slowly, slowly, you will understand this method, how to count and so forth. So this is the Gatnu Posata days.
长老今天跟大家解释那长老希望大家呢回去看那个朗诵或课诵本，课诵本的附录三就有算这个历法。那大家回去再看一看，印象就会比较深一点。
帮忙问一下，你就说。卡提纳日啊，历有哪几个历啊？他们说
五个历，
哪五？
They are. He wants to know what are five Katina benefits, privilege.
Very good, very good. Important.
Very important. 很重要的老师。
So then, I will tell his father, I remember, I suppose, because I... so then, number eight is, number one is, however much robes they accrue, they come to this monastery, people offer, this all belongs to the monks of that monastery. Okay? They are not obliged to give to other monks from other monasteries. Mm. To share with other monks from other monasteries.
那第一个利益就是所有在本寺收到的家杂都是属于本寺的僧人的，就是在本寺过于安寝的僧人了，其他的就不属于他们，其他的寺院的。
They are not obliged means if they don't like to give, they don't give. So they can keep all the chibras for themselves. And other monks from other monasteries, they can't come and tell, can you give us some robes? They have not the right. Okay.
这个特权的意思就是本寺的僧人就有特权去保留的，但是他也可以给施出去啊。但是其他的寺院的僧人就没有这个权利去要求去拿着这个就是在典礼上面供的那些袈裟。
So another thing is number two, that monks can be absent from their robes, because there is a rule: a monk should not be absent from their robe. Nisangya Pachitya, number one. Number one, it is cancelled. This rule, not to be absent, not to be absent one's own robe during the dawn time, that rule is cancelled. Then the monk can be absent from his three robes for 5 months. No problem.
He can keep it for 5 months.
5 months without needing to carry his robes together with him. Okay.
那在中学法里面有一条啊，第一条就是，你跟你的袈裟不可以分开的啊，一分开就要另外一种处理法嘛。那在卡蒂娜的特权的第二个呢，就是五个月里面可以分开的啊。那
三
一啊，就可以分开放，
可以不拿着，
不用拿着，不用一直拿着。这没问题，就可以储存的意思。
我想问一下，就前面他说的那个外寺的僧人啊，是什么概念？如果外寺人在这里过院去，他有权拿吧？还是他们也没有权利吧？
没权利。What if about the rule number one? What if the monks who do not belong to this monastery but they spend vasana in this monastery, are they entitled to kadina robes?
Yes, because now you see, now a monastery is a free place, and if monks come only to spend the rainy season there, they are entitled to get katina privileges. Because it is not, the monastery is not the property of one monk or two monks, it's not the property, it's an open space, open area, which monks from different directions can come and spend their time during the rainy season only. And after the rainy season, I suppose they want to go to another one. So, but because they have spent 3 months, they have the right to get the kadina privileges. Okay? So therefore, even if they are guests, no problem. Because they spent 3 months without interrupting, without breaking the rainy season, they have the right to get kadina privileges.
长老说在这个元安期期间这个寺院是开放的，理论上在所有的僧人都可以得到允许后可以在这里度过元安期。那如果在这段时间他没有破犯的话，就是连续三个月之间完全符合各种要求啊，那他就即使在元安期之前他没有在啊，只要他在这里度过的话，他都可以有权去享受那个特权的。五个特权。
But just to tell him not to be to understand that the monks who take the privileges have also obligations. Obligations. For example, if a monk takes the privileges and he thinks, I am not coming back to this monastery again, his privileges get cancelled. He loses his privileges.
After the winning season.
He is therefore, after getting the privileges, if he thinks, now I can go anywhere I like, I'm not coming to this monastery anymore.
Anymore.
From that time on, he loses his privileges.
Oh.
Therefore, he has these privileges also obstruct you to go and live in other monasteries. You have to, you are bound with that monastery. You are bound. From the monastery you got your privilege, you are bound. You can't have the intention to tell, I will never return this monastery. If you do so, you lose your privileges.
Mm-hmm. 啊、那长老说啊，但是在卡蒂乃伊里面五个特权里面有个很重要的概念哈、哦，如果你收到这些字句了以后，然后你作揖，我以后都不会再回来这个寺院了，以后哈、啊，那你马上就会失掉这个特权了，所以你不可以这样子作揖的。那长老也解释了，这个就是把你至少在意念上啊，把你也跟这个寺院。就是你得到卡蒂乃伊的那个寺院，就是联系起来，帮忙是联系起来，帮领的意思。
So,
but a monk can still leave this monastery, right? With the intention that he may come back.
Yes, he can go travel. Maybe I will come 1 month later. He can come, but intention I will come back.
I will come back.
No problem. He will keep his privileges.
In how many months? Are there any limitation?
No limit, but the intention is that he wants to come back.
Ah, okay.
But if he, of course, if he fakes the whole thing, actually he loses privileges. You can't do it in a fake way. He has to really come back.
Ah.
Now he sets a time. I will come after a month. So he has to make sure that he's coming. Maybe 1 month and 1 week, but still he wants to come back. He has the hope to come back. He doesn't keep the hope to come back. So still he can keep the privileges. But if he gives up any hope to come back, finish, he loses it. But this hope should be real hope, because it's not faking. If he fakes and so forth, he loses the privileges.
长老说，如果圆安期后他要旅出去行脚了，比如说去一个月啊半个月，那他离开这个寺院的时候啊，如果他不打算再回来，那就失去那个特权了，那五个特权。但是他有具体的想法啊，我大约一个月后回来，希望啊或者半个月后回来，那他就可以保留那个五项特权了。那如果他没有这个希望就是或者是计划的话，那他自动就失去了那个卡蒂乃伊的特权。
So maybe in this book, small book, they explain about Katina. No explanation about Katina. Katina ceremony explanation, no.
这个书里面有没有解释啊卡蒂乃伊的那个典礼的算法？
有一个小册，出完一个大小。
不是这本书，
不是。
He said that in the library there is a book, in color, explaining the Katina Day.
So, yes, this privilege is very famous. So you can buy in many books. So,
长老说这是很普通的特权啊，这可以自己去找了，因为时间已经晚了。
So then number three privileges.A monk can keep as many robes as he likes without needing to determine them, to make determinations. Any amount of robes. Without these robes becoming nisagya. Number three.
第三个长老简介了，就是你可以保这比库可以保留任何数目的袈裟。而不需要舍断了。
May I ask a question? example, this year, Venerable Vanyanama Pandit take the Katina Chimara. Now he go to the Taiwan and think, oh, Taiwan is very good, wonderful. I want to stay there, and no complex in Lanka. And all the monks, all the bhikkhus, the benefits is looking.
Yes, that is a controversial point. Controversial point, because according to the Pali text, it says only to that bhikkhu, only the privileges break. Mm-hmm. Not for other bhikkhus.
Not for other
bhikkhus, according to the Pali text. But some teachers tell, no, all bhikkhus privileges break. Some teachers they tell like that. So therefore now, but if we read the Pali, it says only tassa bhikkhuno. It is for that monk only privileges break. So therefore now, if Panyarama doesn't want to come back, that is his business. We still have privileges, according to the Pali text. So then, only some teachers they say, no, our privileges will break. There is no any reference for the Pali text like that. So then, okay, so now number three, we explain number four it is, that monks can travel without taking permission. Permission from teachers in, especially in the afternoon. In the afternoon, if we don't have Katina privileges, usually if you want to travel to the village, to the city, somehow to go out of the monastery, we have to mention other monks that I'm going. Other monks should know, because if they don't know, they will ask, how this monk, what happened with this monk. But during the Katina privilege time, 5 months, you don't need to remind the other monks if you want to travel in the afternoon. Because those days is, especially for 1 month, people, they invite monks all the time. So then monks can travel without taking permission from other monks, from the teacher. So no need to ask the teacher, I'm going this place. You can go. Number five it is Gana Bhojana. Gana Bhojana it is when... Now it is according to the rule, 4 monks or more than 4 monks are prohibited to go and eat in a house with improper invitation. Improper invitation means the Daika tells, you do not translate number four, no? You do not translate number
no.
four. Okay, translate
first.
Do you remember?
I also didn't translate the question and answer.
That is just for him. So then you translate for the privileges for him. Number four.
刚才问了一个问题啊，就是如果一个比库离开了这个寺院啊，他离开的时候是有一个意愿的啊，不回来，但是他到了另外一个地方，他改变意愿了，就不打算回来，那他自动就没有那个特权了。刚才解释过了这个，他的问题就是跟他一起去的人会不会也没有了特权呢？那长老就解释说啊，这个是有争论的，有些人认为啊，就是跟他一起去的也那个特权也破掉了，但是跟他根据他说呢，哦，如果只有一件，
拿卡蒂纳伊的那个人
啊，
他不想不是
这个，其他的就可以继续享受那一件。好，谢谢。意思大就是这样的。那但是长老就解释说，有一些看法，就是就认为啊，其他人也不可以拿。但是他认为啊，只是拿那个肯定满意的那个比库，啊不享受特权，其他的仍然可以。哎，就是他是他刚才引了那个巴利语啊，就是单数的意思，那个比库不可以享受。
哦，
啊，其他的可以。那第四个呢？ 就是特权，就是很重要的一个特权哈、
嗯。
就是一般的时候啊，就是啊，比库要外出的时候，他一定要交代啊，跟其他人交代，或者是得到老师的允许啊，我不强的允许啊，我要下午要出去了，那出去干什么？要接受供养啊，或者是什么呢？去人家的家里啊。但是在如果你拥有这个凯蒂娜的特权的话呢，那你就不需要交代了。那为什么呢？因为在余安期结束以后啊，很多出家人就是要供养啊出家人，那就方便你不用去交代了，你就可以出去了。这样子啊，第四个特权。
就是等于说，在这五个月里面，有很多人不去参加湖泊洒日，这个表演
是湖泊洒日。不是不是，是下午。
他说出去不用去交代了，我五个月都在外面。
So he asked about the fourth Katina period. So he said that if the bhikkhu can go without informing the teacher, or other monks that he is going out in the afternoon. So what happened on the Upasana day? Because you had to declare the parisuddha and number of bhikkhus.
No, if you have to travel, you get invitation, for example, for your daikas, they'll come, we have to our place. Now, for example, these monks, they go to Pujalena.
Mm-hmm.
Pujalena is a new place now.
Mm-hmm.
During the opposite day, they can go.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have invitation. Mm-hmm. It is the Katina ceremony will take on the opposite day in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And they invite monks from Naoyana to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Monks can go. They don't need to participate in this in the ceremony, Patimokkha ceremony here, mm-hmm. the Upasatha ceremony. And they don't need to give Chanda Parisuddha because they come out of the boundary. Out of Naoyana boundary they go.
Oh.
They don't need to give the consent, they don't give Parisuddha.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, if they are within the boundary, of course, it's different.
Chan Lao said, 首先要看那个比库受邀请到哪里。比如说如果是这次他们到新的寺院那边去做那个仪式的话呢，那就离开了这个寺院的范围，那就不用参加这个寺院的巴蒂莫卡啊。但是如果他没有离开这个范围的话，那他就要参加另外一个。
离开这个范围的话，抑郁情境怎么算？要带吗
？So he would like to know how to calculate the boundary of this sima.
Yes, we'll explain later about sima. That is the next topic.
长老说这个是另外一个大题目，就是结界的那算法。
So then, okay, number five.
Number five, Ganda Bhojana.
Okay, number five, it is Gana Bhojana. Gana Bhojana means, now usually there is a rule which four monks, if they are invited with improper invitation to the house of householders, to the houses,they can go as a group of four monks and sit in the house and eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but during Katina privileges, no problem, they can eat. Four monks, at least four monks,
mm-hmm.
they can eat. Five monks and so forth also can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but during Katina privileges, this rule is cancelled.
So one monk, two monks, they can go?
No, according to that rule, one, two, three monks can go and eat.
Oh.
But there are four monks can't go.
Oh.
Five monks can't, and so forth, 1,000 monks can't.
Oh. Improper invitation.
Improper invitation is, if the daiga tells the name of the food he wants to offer. Now, for example, if he uses improper wordings, wording means words, some improper. One day I invite you for a meal. If he tells like that, it's improper invitation.But if he tells you, one day I invite you for a donation. Donation can be, it's called, maybe ropes, can be pens, pencils, exercise books, maybe tablets. So he wants to invite. That, therefore that is, this kind of invitation is, does not mention the food. Therefore it is okay, the monks to go.
It's a problem.
Improper invitation is if the daika mentions the name of the food. Is a meal or for rice, for vegetables, so for sweetmeats, something he will tell you and so forth like that, or for rice gruel. If you use this kind of words, monks should not go. So if you use other modes like dana, dana is, it is, can include everything, ropes, pencils, exercise books, a bowl, can keep everything. Therefore, it is inclusive. It is not specific term. Monks can go. So then, anyway, we will study this rule later. Later we will study this rule. So, therefore, but during the Katina privileges, this rule is cancelled. So you have not to regard whether proper words or improper words, go. If they invite, go. Fourth monk, 5 months, 100 monks can eat. 5 months they can do. Therefore, this rule is also cancelled.
Right. 刚才解释一个戒啊，叫做甘德布加呢啊，就是这里是意思，特别是食物的问题啊。那如果呢，在一般的情况之下，如果一个施主要邀请比库去他家里面受食的话，那他直接跟那个比库说啊，我邀请长辈去受食啊，吃一点什么什么东西的，他讲得很细的，比如说吃什么肉啊，吃什么水果啊。是什么饭呢？那如果他这样子讲的话呢？在一般的情况下，受邀请的比库超过四个的话，那就不可以去了。在平常的时候，因为他这个叫做不适当的一种邀请嘛，不适当的邀请，因为他说的太细了，但是如果他适当的邀请，比如说请寿司，他没有说给什么你啊，吃什么给你。可能是一些用品啊，可能是一部电脑啊，什么都可以的。然后其实他去了他那里是吃的，那就不受这个限制，超过四个，或者是以上的比库都可以去受邀啊。但是在卡蒂娜一的这个特权里面就没有这个问题了。任何人数，无论他就是比如说他用一种不恰当的方式。邀请你去了都没有问题，你都可以去，就是超过三个，就是第四个开始上都可以去，有这个特权，
就无限制人数，
不是你
一群人不可以去，
对，
本来是四个以下，就一群人都可以去，
对。But then you mentioned four months. No. The timing is also 5 months, right? After 5 months,
four or more months, four or more.
对了，四个或以上。这五个月里面，
那就变成五个月里面有很多比库会失踪了，他谁都不要说话，他就自己出去就可以了，是这个。
So he still want to clarify that question he asked. He wants to know if you do not tell others you are going out, so maybe some people just disappear and the teacher want to find someone who cannot find, to calculate the number of person.So that would be a disaster.
Yes, the teacher has to be patient.
张老师说，这五个月里面啊，那个老师啊，要非常安稳啊，要学习安稳啊。
teacher has to be silent.
不半天，
没有办法。对，因为他有这个特权。
怪不得现在很多都看不到的。
Then no wonder there's people missing nowadays.
Yeah. Nobody knows. You ask, why is my friend? Nobody knows.
说的对。
Today also. Today, we have to go in the Olvatte, that is mixed place, for Katina ceremony. When I return back, Pandey, where you have gone? I don't need to tell. I don't need to tell. He went, took meal there and came back.
长老说今天在新的佛学院里面有一个仪式啊，是人都到哪里去了，没有人。所以长老要很安稳这段时间，这五个月里面
这是
比库的特权，就是方便的。
Surprise for others.
所以就经常要接受惊喜的这段时间啊，安稳。所以非常Late, it's very late. Thank you for your time.
Okay, one moment. Now, I spoke with Chetu Vimuti, so then he has to show you What are the books you should study? Mm-hmm. Okay, because I will be absent, no?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I will be absent.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meanwhile, you have to study this Kanka Vitarini, this Chinese translation.
Yes.
Kanka Vitarini, Chinese translation.
Uh-huh.
There is also Vinaya Pitaka, mm-hmm. translation in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You study these two books, maybe some other books. Chaturvimurti will tell you what are the books.
Mm-hmm.
Even these exam books, what mm-hmm. you have done, mm-hmm. you go through and see and so forth and clarify some points. No? That is your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, explain.
长老说他在未来3到4个礼拜可能就不可以跟我们上课了，他在外游啊。那所以呢，他已经跟全球目的团队交代了，要跟我们说要学习哪些书啊，哪些就是长老第一课已经讲过了，就是疑惑多多啊，跟那个律藏的那个中文翻译，还有那个考试的那个笔记，你都要学习了这段时间啊。
Okay.
No lesson tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow
night? Tomorrow no class.
No class.
No class because I did not go to my kuti still. No, I have to go to my kuti and pack my things. I have no time.
Thank you, Pandey, for your time.
That is now maybe more than 1 week. 1 week I did not go to my kuti. Tomorrow, first day, going back. So, because some other work was, you know. So therefore, I don't know what time I will come back. It is not sure. We skip.
We in five months.
Difficult. 5 months? He is trying to joke with you about the Spakadina privilege.
5 months, but it is 5 months.
You can just go without informing us. Oh.
Right.
长老刚才说他，因为他平常都是非常忙的，那如果不教我们的话呢，他就可以回自己故地了。那他刚才说他过去的一个礼拜都没有回到自己故地，因为他要教我们，他晚上他故地非常远，要来回要一个小时的啊，很辛苦的，所以他就没有办法回自己的故地。那所以他明天他的意思是跟大家请假，这不是跟我们请假，他的意思就是。不可以跟我们在上，因为他要回去自己的故地。
Okay.
Thank you. So then they have a very nice trip, and I'm sure others will benefit from their vast knowledge.
Okay. Sadhu Sadhu
Anumodayam.
Sadhu Sadhu Anumodayam.
Sadhu Sadhu Anumodayam. Ogasatavatena Kratam Sattva
Anumodayam. Kama. Sudhu Sudhu Dipu Vata. Ivaram Pacho.
I have what? I'm very fast.
Okay.
Yes. There is a very slight chance that I may be leaving this moment when I'm out, because my father is diagnosed with lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So Monday he's going to see the doctor again to confirm the stage.
Mm-hmm.